Oh, so we got to have some medical fun yesterday based on the guy that we talked to on Wednesday. We had him up Friday. He had a fake eye. And I always thought that the eye was, and it's a misconception after we got to talk to this guy, it was a perfect sphere. I always thought it was an orb.
This thing was, I mean, you could see it up at my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all that, Scott98Rock, whatever it is. And I took a picture of it, and it's shaped very strangely.
Yeah, well, I mean, how would you even describe that shape? It almost looks like one of those. Did you ever have a rock tumbler as a kid?
Yeah.
You threw the rock in, you tumbled it for 2 weeks, and got some smooth stone. Oh, man, that's a photo of you holding a dude's eyeball. Yeah, and
can't even describe the shape.
You can't. No, it just looks like a gloppy oyster with an olive in the middle of it. And I thought that when he popped it out, you were going to get some kind of socket. I thought that you were going to get like an empty socket, because obviously whenever Josh will do a story about some horrible physical malady or some burn or some guy that takes a sling blade, lawnmower blade to the head, I'll Google it. And when we started talking about glass eyes, I Googled glass eyes and eye sockets, and there's these ones that looks like you can put a fist in. But his, when he popped it out, it was like a
very
wall of
shallow.
Skin. Very shallow. We couldn't have done anything to it if we were allowed to.
Well, I think that might be from because he had that coral implant. And somebody texted in and said, like, coral has the same, like,
coral
density or something, or is as porous as, like, human bone so the body doesn't reject it? Because it's a piece of coral from the sea. And you put it in your body, and your body, like, doesn't reject it. It, like, almost
didn't he say the muscles?
And, like, yeah, they attach
grow around
to it. They grow around it. And
God.
Pretty crazy.
That's wild, too. And I think you might have said in the interview here coming up, it was a good point that it happens so early, that's all he's ever known.
Yeah.
I lose an eye now, put me on suicide watch. Because I'm not going to be able to play games, even though I don't get to already anymore. TV's going to be a bitch. I'm not going to know how to reach out and touch one of these screens. Your depth perception shot. He said his depth perception was good. Does your eye eventually, a single eye, develop the ability to show depth? I thought that required two eyes.
I don't know. Like I said, I mean, it's been 40-something years for his body to adjust. So, I mean, the human body is an amazing creation. So it obviously adapts somehow.
All right, we'll hear it now. A dude with one eye by the name of Sam stopped up, popped it out. We got sick, gave it a sniff on Behind the Curtain.
We have a special guest in the studio who witnessed that firsthand.
There we are.
He's very excited. He's now taking photos.
A gentleman by the name of Sam.
Are we calling you Mr. I, or what are we going by? Get close to this microphone, very close. Put those headphones on. What are we calling you?
Whatever you would like, but Mr. I or Sam is fine.
Yeah, we're going to go with, I think we're going to go with Sam.
That'll work.
I'll call you Cyclops, the leader of the X-Men, husband of Jean Grey.
Earlier in the week, Spiegel did a story where, I don't know, some guy was getting arrested or something, and he had a fake eye, and he took his fake eye out and like threw it at the police or whatever the hell the story was. So we got talking about fake eyes, which we never realized, you see somebody from time to time that has one, but you don't know a lot about them. You just kind of never really delved into the queries that arise with a fake eye. So we started doing that, and Sam called in and was like, hey, I got one. Taught us a lot about it. And then we were like, we got to get you up here.
You know,
we need
wild.
You in the studio.
He just tried to, and only half succeeded. To roll his eyes at the X-Men joke, and only one of them rolled.
Yeah.
One eye stayed completely still as he attempted to roll his eye.
Good now, morning, Sam. Recap, how did you lose the eye?
It's
the left eye, right? Yes.
Correct.
We'll
just,
Okay.
Left eye. I was 2 years old, and I guess my parents were young and not very good at being parents, and I would sneak toys into my bed at night.
Well, hello there.
And I guess that one night, I had decided to go with a Whirly Bird, like, propeller helicopter thing. You know, you press the button.
Yeah.
And this is going back about 40-some years.
It's probably made of metal.
Yeah, it was like this little tin can-like thing with a yellow blade.
Yep.
So you could sharpen that thing and, like, cut meat with it.
I guess you could
like
have,
eye meat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, stock factory installed. You didn't have to change it.
Wow.
So anyway, so I'm playing with it, and it cuts the eye at night. My mom comes in, and she's like, oh, my God. I go to the hospital, and they do some surgery. And
well, take me to the cut. The blade hits the eye. Is it
He's two. He doesn't remember.
Okay. Well, you've had to have been told tales by family members. But was there a rush of blood? Meeting. Was there a fountain of blood? Was it a crime scene, or was it just like, something's happened? Yes.
Yeah, it was a fountain of blood.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, people were there taking notes and, you know, memorializing everything in case I had to recount the story.
Disgusting.
46 years later.
Yeah.
So basically, there's a whole bunch of surgeries, and I'm a young adult, and you know, I have no vision in my left eye. I can't see a thing. And so as years progress, after many surgeries, you know, you have a flat tire. You can only plug a flat tire so many times. Eventually, you're like, yeah, God, get rid of this thing and get another tire. So, you know, as a young adult, 18, 19, 20 years old, doctor's like, look, things aren't looking good. It's getting worse, blah, blah, blah. What do you want to do?
So what was happening to the eye?
Infected?
It was just shriveling up. It was pretty ugly.
Was it weepy?
It could be, yeah.
So was it like a small, like a cloudy eye or something?
Yeah, it was. Like, you ever see people who've got that slight haze on their eyeball? It was like that. It wasn't pretty.
Okay. And this is what age now?
13, 14, 15.
And they're like, we're going to take it out, give you a fake one.
Well, that happened when I was like 18 or 19.
And luckily, kids are super cool, so no one probably screwed with you about your weird gypsy eye.
Oh, no, I never got my ass kicked, ever. Not fun. Fun all the time.
You can never see them when they snuck up on your left side.
Exactly.
So it was tough.
It was hard. It was horrible. I mean, that's a beautiful, pretty face. I was in great
You're very handsome, man.
Absolutely. And then I got stuck with his bum eye.
Yeah.
Now, outside looking in, upon looking at you when you first came in, you can't really tell. And even
I'm looking at you and it moves.
I do see, Scott's right. I do see a little bit of movement. I'm not saying.
You put the glasses on. I'm not suspecting a thing.
Well, that's why I wear them. It's partly, just so you know, my doctor tells me that 82% of eye injuries occur around the house. So you're walking down, you know, you're walking in your backyard.
Yeah, Josh's bedroom.
Poked in the eye by a branch,
I got to protect the right eye. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to be walking around here with a little puppy.
Hey, watch it.
Whoa, I didn't even think about that. You lose another, you're screwed.
And that's why I wear the glasses.
So to protect the right one.
Yeah.
And plus, you put those on, I can't even tell you got a fake eye. And it moves a little bit. How does it move? Like you said, now, were you the caller that said that they put coral in there? Was that you? What is that technique?
It wasn't me, but they did the exact same thing. I have the coral implant, so what they do is...
get close to that microphone. Pull it right up.
Yeah, what they do is...
it's a piece of sea coral.
Mike, watch the board.
It's literally, it's a piece of sea coral, and it's round, and what they do is, if you look it up online at some point, you want to see how they do it. It's really gross, so Spiegel, you know, have at it.
Okay,
And then they take the eye out. They take the old eye out. They pull the skin. They put the coral in there. They attach the ligaments and the muscles. The coral attaches to your eye socket. They put the skin over it, and then you basically can... What's wrong?
Oh, God, what are you doing?
It's
not implanted.
It's not your eye is not round. Is it round? He almost just took it out. Did anybody see that?
I was going to say, can I touch it?
Can you touch?
Can I touch the eye? Yeah.
He goes, the eye.
The eyeball. I wash my hands on Tuesday.
I don't believe you.
Let me get in there. Can I touch that eyeball? Here, I'll let...
Oh, that's his eye. It's tapping.
Here, you hold my hand and place my finger on it. I got to touch it. I got to touch that eye. Here, you put... your glass
when
penis.
When you said it, he thought you meant his penis.
What
did
it feel like?
Okay. Oh, it's squishy.
All right, we got to take a break.
So weird.
God, your fingers smell.
They do.
The toilet paper here is very low quality. Joining us in studio, we have our man, Sam.
One-Eye Sam.
Came up earlier this week when Josh did a story about a man that went to the doctors. The man didn't like what happened at the doctors and threw his glass eyes at the doctor. Then we started to say, hey, to ourselves, what? How do you get one? How does it fit? What does it smell like? Can it get infected? Does insurance cover it? Can you pop it out? And as Josh likes to say,
has it ever been used in a whether it be the eyeball or the eye socket, has it ever been used in some sort of sexual capacity, Sam?
If my wife's listening, no. If she's not listening,
she ain't.
Maybe.
She ain't.
Maybe.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
And you were the caller that said you could take it out and you could float it on a Guinness. You could float it on a head of beer.
Correct. I was going to bring some in, but I thought it was a little early.
For a no-alcohol environment.
No alcohol in the building.
If you have some cider or maybe a frothy glass of milk, we could do that. But we don't touch the stuff these days. Clean living around here.
That's the way it should be.
So on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, how often does that thing come out?
Every day.
It does come out every day.
Yeah, it's like
we had a guy on the phone that says he never takes his out.
He's an idiot.
Now, so what do you take it out for?
It's a little more comfortable, And, I mean, if you think about it.
So when you get home, you're taking your socks and shoes off, your eye out.
Absolutely.
Really?
My kids are okay with it. I've got a special spot for it on a certain place in the house.
Have you ever put it down and then can't find it, and you find out, like, the dog has it, and you gotta wait till the dog goes to the bathroom and then find anything like that ever happen?
The eye smells like whose dog got a hold of it?
Got to root through kitty litter for it.
I mean, if you want to hear about the bachelor party, yeah, it was pretty wild. Yeah, yeah. I woke up in the morning at a well-known national chain of a hotel in Baltimore after having left a certain place close to the police station.
Got it.
Down on
the block.
Mm-hmm. The block.
Yep.
And I remember waking up. The first thing I was like, oh, no, where's my eye? Because it wasn't there.
Where did I put my eyeball?
I mean, you go out somewhere, you wake up the next day, you're
right.
Like, I remember getting home, where are my keys?
Where's my cell phone?
Wait, that's not my car in the driveway. You have no idea what it feels like when you wake up first thing in the morning, and the first thing out of your mouth is not, I'm thirsty, or what's her name, but, oh, crap, where's my eye? And then a buddy says, oh, it's okay, don't worry, we put it in your shirt pocket. And then you look inside, and it's covered in
lint
and glitter
and puke
and yak and boogers
but yak, yeah, it was blood. It was, but hey, look, it's a bachelor party. If you do it right, you only have them once, so you might as well go with a bang and keep an eye on things.
Wow. Hey,
hey-oh.
I see what you just did there.
All right, well, let's is the moment upon us?
Yeah. One more question, Mr. I, do you have to take any special precautions in a vehicle? Do you have like extra mirrors in your car or anything?
It's a great question. Don't roll your eye.
Yes. Yeah, no, actually, I am required by the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration to have mirrors on both doors, so the left side and the right side, which, let's be honest, which is
most
pretty much every car now.
Yeah.
I have no, I can't see that much on my left side. I have very little peripheral vision on my left. I can only see out of the right eye. My depth perception is fantastic. I can probably parallel.
Well, because you don't know any different, because
right,
this happens when you were 2 years
old. So you're used to this. This happens to us now, and I'm inconsolable. I
Correct.
Can't play games. I have no idea how far away that hot bowl of soup I'm reaching for is. And I noticed that you do have good left to right range, but the up and down is a bit of a sitch. Look straight up.
No, it goes up. When he goes up, it goes up.
A little bit.
It's pretty bad, Scott, but I appreciate you trying to be kind. And look, it's got some bad movement. There's a way to fix that, though, but it's surgical, and I don't want to do it.
Even when he's in a relationship, he's always seeing someone else.
Listen, you're listening to the show. You know how I am. I don't sugarcoat anything. I'm a straight shooter. It moves way more than I thought it was going to.
Oh, good. All right.
I'm being totally, like right there, when you just do that, I thought they just didn't move at all.
And this is actually not as good as it could be, because they have a thing where, and I'll show you in a minute.
Oh, no.
Where they can put, like, a peg inside. So basically, you got a coral ball inside your eye.
Yeah.
Like a marble covered up with some flesh. They drill a hole into that coral ball. They put a peg, and then the peg sits on the back of the eye, so when you move the muscles,
helps it.
I don't have that peg. And I don't want it.
Why?
Because I don't need any more surgery. I've had 17 eye surgeries.
Yeah, but that seems simple to me.
It's simple to you, but if something goes wrong.
All right, let's see what we
got.
You
can't live like that.
Sit still!
Just putting a little peg in. It's 2016. They do that in an afternoon. You're home and your eye's moving great.
Okay, we'll do it.
See?
Mike, set it up.
Mike, set up his surgery.
Dr. Reardon's free Monday morning at 9. Come on
now. See what I did there? Take your glasses off.
It's time.
Oh, hello there.
Josh?
Take your pants off.
Prepare yourself.
Talking to me or him.
Let's pop it out.
Uh-oh.
Can you see, Josh?
Of course I can see.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! He's pulled! He just pulled out his eye!
Isn't that cool?
He just pulled out his eye! I am freaking out!
Oh, it came out way more
it's
goopy.
Shaped so look at the shape
look
of it.
Look at that.
Who is that the coolest thought? Thing, Eddie? Is that really cool or what?
Who would have thought that's what it's shaped like? Listen.
Oh, what is that?
That's it bouncing on the table. Don't break it.
May I smell it?
Oh, my God.
Can I smell the...
Oh, sure, of course. Why not?
Mike, hold it.
Just Michael, come around. No, you come around.
I'm going to let you guys hold it. Are you kidding me?
No,
man?
I'm not. I don't want to touch
five
it.
$5,000.
Just hold out your hand.
It's like.
Flip it over to the meaty side.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
What's the smell like?
You can't smell anything.
Lick it.
Nothing.
It's made out of porcelain.
Okay.
So it's like
it's
really.
It's not bad. It's honestly not bad.
Made out of porcelain, super smooth.
Super
now,
smooth.
Now, why the weird shape, too? I can hold it? I'm holding a fake eye! It's warm!
Now take
it's
your
warm.
Fingers,
oh,
take your
take
fingers
of it.
And open the socket.
It's not big enough to put dip or guacamole.
No, it's very shallow.
Oh.
Does it like fill in over time, or is that because the coral's in there? Oh, I got to take a picture.
It's deep enough for me to.
Can we do anything to that sucker?
No, leave him alone.
Mike, put your tongue in it.
You pick it up out of my hand.
Oh, man. Does that... Now, if you were to touch that skin, does it sting? Does it sting to touch?
It can. Like, if you've had potato chips and stuff like that. Like I said, when I get home, I take it out because it's just more convenient.
Yeah.
My family's okay with it. My kids are okay with it. I mean, that's been like that from day one, so they don't care. If I'm eating potato chips watching a game and I rub my eye, it burns. But, you know, it's nothing that a little Visine will
take care of. Let me ask you this question.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Married. You have kids.
Yeah.
When you first met your who is your now wife?
Grace.
Angel. How do you first address it with a new lady in your life? You first start dating.
I didn't say anything at first. I'm sure she figured it out. But let's be honest, after a couple hours of me, she's not worried about the eye. She's like, you know.
Yeah. She's just so
you're like a fun character. Easy. Good looking guy.
Settle down. How does it come up? Seriously.
The eye.
Yeah, do you say something? Does she say something? I mean, how far into the relationship? Is it the first date? Is it second date? Is it a month
just
in?
Put that back in like it was...
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really 100% sure how it came up. I mean, God, it's probably been 20-some years. June 16th. And I'm not 100% sure how it came up. I suspect it came out at some point, and then I had the conversation with her, like, you know, look, this eye is fake. And she's like, yeah, I can tell. And, you know, she was cool with it, and then I took it out, and... And I don't take it out in front of anybody other than my children and my wife.
And your favorite morning show.
Right, exactly.
Is it possible?
When I get there, I'll let them. Just kidding.
Sam's got the jokes.
Is it possible that your children will be born with only one eye because of your condition?
I don't
think you pass that down.
I think they've already been born, and I think they're fine.
Oh, yeah, no, well, they've already been born.
We can fix that.
There may be a couple out there I'm not aware of, but that's a whole different... That's a different show.
Wow, that is... Well, this has been fascinating.
Now, why is it shaped like that? I thought it would just be round.
Yeah, what happens is, you know, you're thinking it's going to be like a marble.
Yes!
Yeah, it could be. Back in the old days, that's what they did. But I guess if it's a round marble, it might break or... But this is the one that the doctor said you have to put in, and they make them at the Wilmer Clinic in Hopkins. There's a couple people in Bethesda that do them. They're called ocularists. And they can color them. I mean, there are like cats out there who have fake eyes. So if something ever happens to like a
Justin.
Pet,
mm-hmm.
Fuzzykins, something never happens.
I got a rainy day fund.
Yeah, listen.
I got a rainy day fund.
It's covered by your insurance.
Wow.
Can you pop that out and let Mike smell the hole?
No.
Why Mike, not? Get on over there.
Okay. If he wants to.
Mike, pop that.
Oh, you're taking out.
See, the thing is, it seems like Justin's got this thing about smell. It doesn't smell. It's just, it's an eye socket.
I mean, it's next to your brain meat. It's where an eye should be.
Well, no, there's a skull between the eye and the brain.
May Mike touch it. Mike, get in there. Really?
Yeah.
Really get in there, Michael. How's that?
Nothing.
Get closer. That wasn't close.
It's Mike. Like, I guess it would be imagined, like, if I smelled one of these guys' eyes. Eyes don't smell.
You don't know that. Have you smelled their eyes?
No, but I
don't.
Well,
then maybe now's the day to start.
Can we rub peanut butter in your hole and then have Mike smell it?
What?
Can we maybe place a dollop of tuna fish on there? And maybe give it a good smell.
The peanut butter, we could talk about the peanut butter. I like peanut butter.
Wow, that is just absolutely disgusting, and they should send you to an island somewhere. That is fascinating, Sam. Thank you for letting us play around with your tragedy. Wow, he just said it.
Oh, my God,
he's
flicking it towards me.
He's making me, like, nervous.
Can we get him some Purell, please?
Do whatever the hell you want.
Oh God.
You're not going to scratch or nothing?
I don't think so, but I guess I'll let you know in a minute. No, it looks pretty good.
All right.
You guys keep a clean ship here, so I'm okay.
All right, wow. Well, thank you very much. There he goes. Mr. I, Sam, our one-eyed listener.
Thank you.
Held a fake eye today.